Okay, let's Bez Hashem, let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated Le'ili Nishmas Avi Mori, Harav David Tzvi Ben Harav Yosef. Today's daf is Psachim Daf Samach. We are going to get right into some heavy kachim, sugya, right off the bat. So I need to give you a little introduction to the Mishnah. There are four main avodas of every carbon. Every carbon has four main avodas. Shechita, slaughtering it. Holacha, kabbalas hadam, accepting the blood into a pot. Holachas hadam, carrying the blood from the place of the shechita to the mizbeach, and the sprinkling, zrika, the sprinkling of the blood. And the Mishnah is going to speak about having a machshava that passels the carbon. You could have a machshava to at the time of the slaughtering, or at the time of any of the four avodas, a thought to eat it, or to sprinkle the blood, or to burn the fats and limbs, chutz lizmano, that's called pigel, becomes, if you eat it, you'd be chayv kares. Then there's also a machshava chutz l'makomo. You could have a machshava during one of the four avodas to eat it, or to sprinkle the blood, or to burn the limbs, chutz l'makomo. There's no kares for that. And then there's the third one, which is what our Mishnah is going to speak about mostly, which is a machshava for the wrong carbon. You're shechting a carbon pesach. You designated it as a carbon pesach, and then you shecht it as a shlamim for some reason. Your mind is off. A machlokas harishonim. When we say a machshava, a bad machshava, does that mean you actually have to say it? Rashi and Tosfos sound that. That you have to actually say it in order to be a bad machshava. The Sefer HaChinuch, the Mizrahi, and the Mishnah HaMelech, Bedas HaRamam say that even just thinking the wrong machshava would be a problem. So, with this background, let's take a look at the Mishnah. Yeah.
Why would you think if the Kohanim was Rizam Hayim for everything that in the Gemara always do that they would even have a thought? You know, who would even
good
find
question.
Out about it?
Good question. Well, that's why if it's speech, so then you could find out about it. But very good question about the machshava. There are places that say that a kohen might have had a vendetta against somebody, so he may have wanted to dafka disqualify his carbon. This place, Gemara is to talk about that, which is, yeah, you're right, that flies a little bit in the face of kohanim's reason here. Mask him. I don't know. It's a good question. Okay, so, but now, what about if it's shalo lishma, so most karbanos that are shechted or something's done shalo lishma, it's kosher, but it just doesn't, you would go ahead with it, but it just doesn't count for the owner. It's lo alu lebailum shem chova. They got to bring another one. But the exception to the rule is carbon pesach and carbon chatas. They have to be lishma, and they are completely pasul. The pasuk says valsisa pesach l'Hashem elokecha zevach pesach hu l'Hashem. So pesach has to be done lishma. Lishma means for the sake of that carbon and for the sake of that bailum, for that person. That's the two things in lishma. So with this background, let's jump into the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, HaPesach sheshachto shalo lishma, shalo lishmo, a carbon pesach that was shechted, let's say, not for the sake of a carbon pesach, but for the sake of a carbon shlamim, v'kibel, v'hilech, v'zarach shalo lishmo, or you accepted the blood. These are the four main avodas. You shechted it, or you accepted the blood, or you carried the blood to the mizbeach, or you sprinkled the blood, for the sake of a different carbon, let's say for a shlamim. Oh, lishmo v'shalo lishmo. Or you began thinking that it was lishma, but somewhere in the middle you changed. The Gemara is going to discuss, is this within the same one of the four avodas or from one to the other? We'll see in a minute. Shalo lishmo v'lishmo. Or you started off with the wrong kavana, and then you ended off with the right kavana. Either way, it's all puzzle. Ketzad lishmo v'shalo lishmo. What's an example of lishmo v'shalo lishmo? You started off l'shem pesach. Right, this animal was separated as a Pesach, and then you started off thinking that it was going to be brought L'Shem Pesach. And then L'Shem Shlamim, somewhere in the middle, you changed U'L'Shem Shlamim. Shelo L'Shmo V'L'Shmo, L'Shem Shlamim U'L'Shem Pesach. You started off with the wrong Kavana, and then you had the right Kavana. So Bayer of Papa, says the Gemara, of Papa is going to have a fundamental question on this Gemara. What's going on over here? Now, in order to understand this question, you have to understand the Machlokas, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir and Maseches Temura, which I will presently explain. So the Gemara is going to say, Bayrav Papa, Bavoda Achastan or B'shtei Avodas Tan? When the Mishnah talked about that, Lishma and Shalol Lishma is no good. or shelo lishma, and lishma is no good, is that within the same one of the four major avodas? Or is that talking about from one to the other? And we'll see the difference. Bavoda achas tanan, if you'll tell me the Mishnah is coming to disqualify, if you started off thinking lishma and then you thought shelo lishma, or you started off thinking shelo lishma, then you thought lishma within the same avoda, v'Rabbi Yosi, then the author of our Mishnah would be Rabbi Yosi. The Amar, the Rabbi Yosi says in Maseches Tmura, af b'gmar dvarav adam nitfas. Let's say a person says, behemazu tmuras ola tmuras shlamim. Guy says, I want this animal to be a tmura for an ola and a tmura for a shlamim. Now, so the question is, so Rabbi Meir would say, once you said tmuras ola, ball game over. We follow your first language. You can't change it afterwards. But Rabbi Yossi says, no, we follow even the second part of your language. Ah, so if you say our Mishnah is talking within the same avoda and it's disqualified by adding on something inappropriate, like saying lishma, v'shelo lishma within the same avoda, then you have to say our Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi. Because according to Rabbi Meir, once you said a good language, you cannot disqualify it with another language afterwards. And yet our Mishnah says you can disqualify it, so our Mishnah must be according to Rabbi Yossi. Rab Meir says, once you say a good language, if you add on a bad language, that cannot disqualify within one avoda. So if you say our Mishnah is talking about one avoda, the Mishnah has to be Rabbi Yossi. O Dilma, says the Gemara, or maybe no. O Dilma, maybe when our Mishnah says lishma v'shelo lishma, it doesn't mean within the same avoda you had two different thoughts. It means one avoda, let's say the shechita, you thought it was lishma, and then the kabbalah was shelo lishma. Odilma v'shtei avodasnan v'afilu Rabbi Meir. And then you could say the Mishnah is going like both Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir. D'amar tfos lashon rishon. Yeah, Rabbi Meir says within one avoda you're going to tfos lashon rishon, but hani mili b'avoda achas. But if you did the Zrika Lishma and then you did the whole Kabbalah Shalol Lishma, even Rab Meir would agree you did the whole Kabbalah Shalol Lishma, so that would disqualify. Even Rab Meir would agree it's possible. So this is Rav Papa's question. Was the Mishnah talking within one Avoda and therefore the author of the Mishnah has to be Rab Yossi? Or was the Mishnah talking, no, even within two Avodas, and then the author of the Mishnah would have to be the author of the Mishnah could even be Rabbi Meir. Says the Gemara, Amre, Ahoy. On which din of the Mishnah was Rav Papa's question? Inema ashelo lishmo v'lishmo. If it's on the case of where you started off shelo lishmo, so you have no question. Bein bavod achas, bein b'shtei avodos, bein l'Rabbi Meir, bein l'Rabbi Yossi, if salemi kamaisa. If you started off bad, whether you're Rabbi Yossi, if you started off bad, so for sure it's puzzle. So Rav Papa was kasha, would not get off the ground in the case of where you started off bad. The whole Rabbi Yossi, nami af bigmar dvar of adam nitfas isle. Right? Rabbi Yossi says, even if your second language was bad, you can have a problem. But certainly if your first language was bad, you can have a problem. So the question doesn't get off the ground. Ela alishmo v'shelo lishmo mai. Says the Gemara, you're right. So Rav Papa's whole question is only, If you began with good kavana, so right according to Rav Meir, so it should be good. So my, is the Mishnah talking about within one avoda only, and it's going like Rabbi Yossi, or is it even within from one avoda to another, meaning from two avodas, and we're going like even like Shitas Rabbi Meir? So the Gemara tries to prove this very question. Tashma. Let's read the Mishnah carefully and see if we can have an indication about whether we're talking about within one avoda or from one avoda to the other. Toshma, come and hear a proof. Let's read the Mishnah. HaPesach sheshachto shelo lishma, v'kibel v'hilech v'zarak shelo lishmo, puzzle. The Mishnah says if you did the shechita shelo lishma, and you did the Kabbalah, the Holacha, and the Zrika Shelo Lishma, it's possible. So, what's the case here? Hey Chidami, what's the case? If you tell me like the simple pshat of the way it reads, that's ridiculous. What do you mean? if you shechted it shelo lishma, and at this in the same carbon, you did all of them shelo lishma. Like once you did one of them shelo lishma, you already disqualified the whole thing. What do I need to tell me? You did all of them shelo lishma. That's clearly not what it means. Once you did the shechita shelo lishma, it's ball game over. What do I need the other cases of doing the rest of it shelo lishma? El alav must be that case that the Mishnah doesn't mean that. It means like this, like I read it. Hachi katari, it means like this. HaPesach sheshachto shelo lishma, if you either shechted it shelo lishma, inami, or a different case, the shechita was lishma, shechto lishma, but v'kibel, either you did the Kabbalah, v'hilech, or you did the halacha, v'zarak shelo lishma, inami, or shachto v'kibel v'hilech lishma, three out of the four you did lishma, v'zarak, and the last one, the zrika shelo lishma, the havyel ashtei avodos. So clearly, the Mishnah is talking about two separate avodos. So now, once we established that in the beginning of the Mishnah, let's look at the seifa. Ema seifa. Lishmo v'shelo lishmo pasol. The Mishnah said, if you do it both lishmo and shelo lishmo, it's pasol. Hey, chidami, what's that case of lishmo v'shelo lishmo? Ilema v'shtei avodos. If you're telling me it's two different avodos, one of them was lishmo, one of them is shelo lishmo, wait a second. That's exactly the same case as the ratio the way we just explained it. Hainu ratio. Right? One avoda was lishma and one was shelo lishma. El alav must be that the seifa of the Mishnah is bavoda achas. The Rabbi Yossi, he, dama af begmar dvar avodam nidfas, must be that it's talking about within the same avoda. You started off lishma, then you did it shelo lishma. It's got to be talking about the same avoda and it's got to be going like Rabbi Yossi, like we just said. So this should answer of Papa's kasha. Answers the Gemara, lo, you don't necessarily have to say that. Lo olam b'shtei avodos. Maybe even the seifa is talking about two separate avodos. Ah, you asked me a question. If the seifa is talking about two separate avodos, then the seifa and the ratio are the same thing. Says the Gemara, no, they're not exactly the same thing. No. Lo olam b'shtei avodos. Maybe the seifa b'shtei avodos. The ratio, the beginning of the Mishnah is talking about when it said, HaPesach sheshachto shelo lishma. And then you did the... So, v'resha, dekoy b'shchita v'kamakash mechashe b'shchita. The resha is talking about a case where you are in the process of shechting the animal, and at the time of the shchita, you are thinking a machshava of shelo lishma, inami koy b'zrika v'kamakashe b'zrika. And, meaning, or... It's talking about a case where you're, during the Zrikas Hadam, you are thinking about doing the Zrikas Hadam at the wrong time or at the wrong place, or I'm sorry, Shelo Lishma, for the wrong sacrifice, for the Shlamim. But Seifa, the Seifa, where it said, Lishmo v'Shelo Lishmo, Dekai b'Shchita v'Kachashiv b'Zrika, that during the Shchita, you are thinking about doing the Zrika L'Shem Shlamim and not L'Shem Pesach. Meaning, or during the Shechita, you started off thinking you're going to do the Zerika. During the Shechita, you started off thinking you were going to do the Zerika Sadam Lishma, for the sake of the Pesach. And then in the middle of the Shechita, you changed your mind, and you said, I'm going to do the Zerika L'Shem Shlamim. That's Lishmo V'Shalo Lishma. You're in the middle of one Avoda, but you're thinking about a different Avoda. Ah. The Amar Harini Shochid Es HaPesach Lishmo. At the time of the Shechita, you're thinking, I'm going to shecht it lishma, but lizrok damo shelo lishma. But the zrikas adam will be shelo lishma. The kamash malan. And the Seif is teaching us, the mechashvin me avoda la avoda. If during one avoda you think a bad avoda, if while you're doing one avoda, like the Shechita, you're thinking a bad avoda about the zrika while you're doing the Shechita, so the carbon becomes pasul. Even though when you actually do the Zrika, you have the correct thought. But since while you were doing the Shechita, you had a bad thought about the Zrika, that would be a problem. Vahainu baya de Rav Papa. And this is the question that Rav Papa asks in Maseches Zvachim. Do we think a machsheva, do we care about a machsheva's psul within one avoda about a different avoda? That could be what the Mishnah is coming to teach me. So I have no proof that we're talking about within the same avoda. Maybe there may be both cases of the Mishnah talking about from that you had a good machshava during one and a bad the other. But the question is, the first case is a regular bad machshava within that avoda, and the second case is within this avoda, I'm thinking a bad machshava about a different avoda, even though when I get to that other avoda, I have a good machshava. Fine. So we reject this proof. So now the Gemara tries to go back to the original question of Rav Papa and try to prove it from a different case in our Mishnah. Tashma, from the continuation of our Mishnah. O shelo lishmo v'lishmo pasul. Right? If you start off thinking it's shelo lishma and then you think it's lishma, it's pasul. Says the Gemara, hechi dami. What's the case? Inei mebishte avodos. If you tell me it's two different avodos, Hashta lishmo v'shelo lishmo amris pasul. You already told me that by shtei avodos, you already said if one is lishma, the other one's lishma, it's pasul. Shelo lishma v'lishma mibayi. So, do I need you to tell me by shelo lishma v'lishma? Kavachomer. If the first one was lishma, you tell me it's no good. It's no good. Kavachomer, if the first one was shelo lishma, you're already dead in the water when you start. Elalav must be bavoda achas. It's talking about within one avoda. Umid the sefer bavoda achas, and from the fact that the sefer where it said shelo lishmo v'lishmo is pasul, that's bavoda achas. Reishanami bavoda achas. Must be, it's all parallel. It sounds like it's talking about the same case. So too, lishmo v'shelo lishmo, it's pasul b'avoda achas. Now hold on. So the Tana needs to teach me both halachas. The first halacha, that if you thought b'avoda achas lishmo v'shelo lishmo, it's pasul. We need that to teach me that we don't follow Rab Meir, who says Tfos Lashon Rishon. Rather, even your Machshava Sheni of Shelo Lishma can disqualify it by Voda Achas. And the second din, that if you started off Shelo Lishmo V'Lishmo is also Pasul, we need to teach me that we don't follow the second Machshava alone. Because there is one opinion that says, if you change your mind, what you meant is only the second one. There's a third shita over there. Benanis. In Bava Basra, he says, Tfos Lashon Achron. So says Tosas over here in Diva Maskel Shelo. Take a look at the Tosas, the fourth Tosas on the page. From the middle of the Tosas, V'yishlomer. Di'i bavoda achas mairi kamash malon kimosha pirish bekunshus. De'lo azlina basa Lashon Achron. There's one opinion that would say you only follow the second Lashon. Lafuki mi benanis. This comes to exclude the opinion of benanis. The Islam Perak base core, Baba Basa, Tfos Lashon Achron Lagamri Levatel Arishon. That when you go Shelo Lishma, then Lishma, maybe you'd only follow the second Lashon. So the Gemara says either way. So it's all Bavoda Achas, and you don't only follow the first Lashon, and you also don't only follow the second Lashon. Oh. So it sounds like we're talking about Bavoda Achas. And the author of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi, that says that either language can passel, can disqualify. Answer the Gemara, lo, no, we have no proof that it's only within one avoda. La olam b'shtei avodas. Maybe we're talking about two avodas. Uvedinu delo itzrichle. And it's true that we don't really need the Tana to teach me this din, because if within one avoda, you thought lo lishma, and in another avoda you thought lishma, it's pasul. It's already pasul. So why do I need to quote this halacha? No, I did the tani lishmo v'shelo lishmo. You're right. Once the Mishnah tells me that if you did one avoda lishma and the second avoda shelo lishma, it's no good. Tananami shelo lishmo v'lishmo. So it taught me the opposite, even though it's not really a tremendous chiddush. It taught me the opposite case also, that if the first avoda was shelo lishma and the second avoda was lishma, that's pasul also. That's pasul also. So may you have no right that it's talking about within the same avoda. And now the Gemara tries again to bring a proof to answer if Papa Safik, we're talking about one avoda or two. So far, we have no proof. We have no proof whether it's talking about one avoda or two avodas. It's one avoda and it's going like Rabbi Yossi, or it's two avodas and going even like Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara tries to bring a proof from the next Mishnah. Tashma. It's going to be the Mishnah tomorrow's daf. Shechto shalola ochlov. If you shechted the Karban Pesach, let's say not for the people who are able to eat it. Let's say a chole or a zakein who are not able to eat this meat. V'shalolim nuyav, or you shechted it for the sake of people who were not included in the carbon. Right? The halach is you have to become part of a chabura. So let's say 10 guys became part of this chabura, and you shechted it for 10 different guys. Shalolim nuyav. La'arelim, for someone who's an arel, let's say, someone who didn't get a bris milah because his brothers, he has three brothers who died when they had a bris milah, so they didn't give him the bris milah, because the halach is you don't have to give him the bris milah, but he's an arel. He's not allowed to partake of the Karban Pesach l'shem tumein, or in the sake of someone's tamei, pasul. So if you shechted the Karban Pesach in mind, having in mind that the owners, the bialim, would be any of these four groups of people that are pasul, that are not allowed to eat it, so the Karban is pasul. Now, hacha pshita bavoda achas. Here, there was only one machshava, so obviously we're talking about bavoda achas, and that's the very next Mishnah. Don't forget, in the times that the Mishnayos were originally written, it was like written in all one long Mishnah. There wasn't Gemara in between. Umi d'seifa bavoda achas, and the fact that the next Mishnah is talking about one avoda, reishanami bavoda achas, it would stand to reason that our Mishnah is also talking about bavoda achas. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? What are you bringing a raya from seifa? Mide irya, who says you can bring a raya? Hakadisa v'akadisa. No, you're right. The Seifa is only one machshava, so that's Bavoda Achas. Seifa Bavoda Achas, Reisha O Bavoda Achas, Mishteh Avodas. That's not a proof to Lishma Vishalo Lishma. Lishma Vishalo Lishma might be two different Avodas, might be the same Avoda. You have no proof either way. So the Gemara continues trying to bring a proof from the continuation of the next Mishnah. Tashma, come on here, proof from the continuation of the next Mishnah. La'ochlav v'shelo la'ochlav. Ah, now this sounds more like our case. You started off shechting it for the right people, for healthy people who can't eat it, and then in the middle you changed your mind that you're going to shecht it for the people who are a cholo or a zakin who can't eat it. Or lemnuyav v'shelo lemnuyav. Kasher. Hey, Chidan, what's the case? Inema b'shtei avodos. V'tayma de chashiv. So, inema b'shtei avodos. If we're telling me that we're talking about two different avodas, let's say you shechted it for people who could eat it, and while you were shechting it, you intended to be zorik the dam for people who cannot eat it. V'tayma de chashiv bizrika. Again, the Mishnah says la'ochla v'shelo la'ochla is kosher. Says it's kosher. If you shechted it, la'ochla v'shelo it's kosher. Says, what's the case? If we're talking about where you had these two different intentions in two different avodas, namely, you shechted it for the sake of people who are allowed to eat, who can eat a kezayis, and at the time of the shechita, you intended to be zorek the dam for the sake of people who are not capable of eating a kezayis. V'tayma, why is it kosher? D'chashiv bizrika. D'ein machsheves ochlin bizrika. Maybe the reason is you intended for people who can't eat it during the while you were shechting it, but you intended for the zrika sadam, that during the zrika, you were going to be zorik the dam for the sake of people who could not eat it. So since you were going to be zorik the dam, you thought during the shechita that you were going to be zorik the dam for the sake of people who couldn't eat it. That doesn't disqualify, because a machshava for someone who can't eat it doesn't disqualify during the zrika. Dein machshavas ochlin bizrika. Ha ba'avoda achas, but if it would have been all during the same avoda, kigon b'shchita, demahani b'machsheves ochlin, that puzzle. So if it would have been during the same avoda, it would have passed. V'hakai malon, but don't we have a tradition? Miktsas ochlin lo pasla. If you have a Korban Pesach, and you have a group, and within the group you have some people who can eat it, and some people who can't eat, who cannot eat it, and the carbon was shechted for all of them, that's a shechita ksheira. So how can you tell me that it's only if it was within two avodas, because ein machshev esochlin bezrika, but if it was all within one avoda, it would be pasul. That can't be, because we know that if you have partial avodas, if you shecht it for some people who can eat it and some people who can't eat it, we have a tradition that that doesn't pass, that doesn't disqualify. El alav, it must be that that case of the Mishnah is talking about, even b'avoda achas, it's kosher. Even if you thought the two contradictory machshavas b'avoda achas, meaning that the carbon is kosher, whether you thought the two machshavas within one avoda, like b'shchita, or whether you thought it in two different avodas. You thought the kosher machshava during the shchita, and during the shchita itself, you thought to sprinkle the dam for the wrong people. Umidisefa b'avoda achas, from the fact that that case is talking about b'avoda achas, reisha nami b'avoda achas, so the lishma v'shelo lishma in the beginning also is within one avoda. Answer the Gemara, no, again, same answer. Me de'iria, how can you prove from that case? Yeah, you're right, that case is talking about avoda achas. Hakadisa v'hakadisa, seifa b'avoda achas, the end of that next mission is talking about one avoda. V'reisha b'avoda achas o b'shtei avodas. You have no proof to the reisha. The reisha could still be talking about either within one avoda or shtei avodos. You have no proof. So the Gemara concludes, gentlemen, we have no proof whether or not our case is avoda achas or shtei avodos. Okay. The Gemara continues. Ibailu, the Bnei Yeshiva asked a two-sided halachic informational question. Pesach sheshachto b'shar yimos hashana. A carbon Pesach that you shechted not on Erev Pesach. It was designated as a carbon Pesach, and then you shechted it not on Erev Pesach. Lishmo v'shalo lishmo mahu. Rashi and Tosas explain, Tosas di Ramaskel Bishar. Take a look at the second Tosas on the page. Bishar Yimos Hashanah. Hainu Kodim Shigiyaz Mana Pesach. Kedepirish Bekuntris. You shechted it. L'shem Karban Pesach or L'shem Shlamim. You separated it a month before Pesach as your Karban Pesach. You designated it. You said Harezeh L'Karban Pesach. And then you shechted it a week before Pesach, either as a Karban Pesach or as a Karban Shlamim. Tosas adds, you have to say this pshat. Because a Pesach that the time passed, there's a suffix in the Gemara later on, if after the Zman Shechitas Pesach, is it automatically no longer a Karban Pesach, it can become a Karban Shlam. However, the Meiri disagrees. He writes, that we're talking about a case where you were mafresh an animal of Karban Pesach, and you lost it, and then you were mafresh another Karban, and then after Pesach you found the first one. And you shechted it either l'shem Pesach or l'shem Shlamim. Fine. So says the Ibarlu, Pesach sheshachto b'shar yimos hashana. Right? It's not Pesach now. Before Pesach, a week before Pesach. L'shmo v'shalo l'shmo. So you started off thinking it's going to be for Pesach, which is bad. And then you ended off thinking l'shlamim, which would be good. Mao, what's the halacha? Had you shechted it completely as a Karban Pesach, it would be pasul, because it's not the right time to shecht the Karban Pesach. You can only shecht the Karban Pesach Erev Pesach. However, had you shechted this animal for the sake of a Karban Shlamim, even though you separated it as a Karban Pesach, but had you had in mind to shecht it as a Karban Shlamim, it would be kosher, because we have a rule that leftover Karban Pesachs become Shlamims. Mosar Pesach Karav Shlamim. If let's say you separated 10 Karban Pesachs as Karban Pesach, and then it ended up you only needed 9 of them. So the leftover one becomes a shlamim. It becomes a shlamim automatically. So if had you shechted this carbon Pesach, Erev Pesach, as a shlamim, it would be glatt kosher. However, here you shechted it for both. So what's the halacha? So lishmo v'shelo lishmo. You began thinking that it was going to be for the sake of a Pesach, which is bad. And then you ended up saying, no, I want it as a shlamim, which is good. Mi asi shelo lishmo u'mapik lemide lishmo. Can the second thought uproot, the second good thought, uproot the first bad thought, and machshirit u'machshirit olo? Or do we say, no, once you started off with a bad machshava, it's bad, says the Gemara. Ki asa Rav Dimi. When Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bava, Omar, he said as follows, Amrisa l'shmaita kamei de Rabbi Yirmiyah. When I was in Eretz Yisrael, I taught over this teaching in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah the following binyanav to answer this question. Hoil v'lishmo machshiro bizmano, thinking that it's for the sake of carbon Pesach is a thought that is machshir the carbon had it been at the right time. V'shelo l'shmo machshiro shelo bizmano. And the thought of shlamim, which is the wrong machshava on Erev Pesach, but it's the right machshava if it's a week before Pesach, it's machshirit, thinking it as a shlamim is machshir in the wrong time. Ma lishmo hamachshiro bizmano ein motziu midei shelo lishmo. Just like thinking the right machshava second on Erev Pesach does not machshir the carbon, av shelo lishmo hamachshiro shelo bizmano ein motziu midei lishmo upasal. So too, having the right machshava second, a week before Pesach, cannot now be machshir the carbon, and therefore it's pasul. So that's what I told Rabbi Yirmiyah. V'omar li, Rabbi Yirmiyah answered me, no, your proof is not necessarily good proof. Lo! You can't compare the lishmo of the shechita shelo bizmano to the shelo lishmo of bizmano. You can't learn one from the other. You could distinguish. Im amrit b'shelo lishmo. Shekein noeg b'chol azvachim. You can't compare it. The din of shelo lishmo on Erev Pesach, that it ruins it, right? We said in our Mishnah that if you start off lishma and then you go shelo lishmo, it disqualifies it. That's a regular psul that applies by all karbanos. Every carbon that's shelo lishma is disqualified from the bailam. Tomar b'lishmo. But on a week before Pesach, shechting it lishma l'shem Pesach, a week before Pesach, it's different. Shekein Einu noy b'chal azvachim, ela b'pesach bilvad. That is only a very unique situation that only applies to Karban Pesach. And therefore, maybe we can't learn out from a case that applies shelo lishma on Erev Pesach, which applies by every Karban, to shechting it l'shem Karban Pesach a week before Pesach. That's a unique din that applies only to a Karban Pesach. Says the Gemara, my have Allah. Okay, what's the halach in this case? Amar Rava, Pesach sheshachto b'shayimos hashana, lishmo v'shelo lishmo, kosher. Rava says, carbon Pesach, that you shechted it a week before Pesach, and you started off thinking it was for the sake of a carbon Pesach, and then you finish off your thought that it's for a shlamim, is kosher. Why? What's his proof? This is Rava's interesting proof. Dehastamo lishmo kai. Because usually every carbon, if you separate a regular carbon as a shlamim, it's minastam, if you don't say anything, we assume you're shechting it for a shlamim. Had you not thought anything, now, with this carbon Pesach, had you not thought anything, it would be lishma. It would be puzzle. This carbon Pesach, you would have thought, it's l'shem carbon Pesach. Had you not thought anything, you'd separate it as a carbon Pesach. V'afilu hachi, kishachet le'shelo l'shmo. Had you not thought anything, it would have been puzzle. Nevertheless, had you thought shlamim for it, it would have been kosher. Alma, osi shelo l'shmo, umapik le'midei l'shmo. So you see from this case that thinking shlamim removes the shalol, removes the stam, which would have been l'shem Pesach. So kishachin ami l'shmo v'shalol l'shmo, just like thinking shlomim can remove it from the stam thought of Pesach, so too thinking shlomim could bring it from an explicit thought l'shem Pesach. Wow, very sharp reasoning. That's Rava's reasoning. Just like thinking shlomim could be motziyah from a stam thought l'shem Pesach, so too thinking shlomim should be able to be motziyah from an actual thought l'shem Pesach. Says the Gemara, who says? Though those are two different things. Amali Ravada Barava L'Rava, no. Who says? Dilma, Shani, Hecha to Omar, Mehecha to Lo Omar. Why are you necessarily equating a guy who just doesn't have any thought with a guy who, and here you say it says Omar, that sounds like those Rishonim, so you have to actually say it, right? So maybe there's a difference between a guy who says nothing and doesn't think anything, doesn't say anything, to a guy who explicitly says it. No. In a case where you don't say anything, and then in the middle of the Shechita you say it's l'shem shlamim, yeah, that maybe that works. But if you started off saying it would be l'shem Karban Pesach, and then you changed your mind and say it's going to be l'shem shlamim, no, that doesn't work, because you started off bad. It's a week before Pesach, and you start off saying it's l'shem Karban Pesach. Dilma, shani hechad amar, hechad lo amar. And I'll prove it to you, the Gemara says. I'll prove to you there's a difference. Deha lo'ochlav, v'shelo lo'ochlav, kosher. We know that if you shechted it for both people who can eat and who can't eat, it's kosher. V'chol hecha, deshechad le, shelo lo'ochlav, l'chudei. But if you only shechted for the bad people, it's pasul. V'amai hastama lo'ochlav, kai. There's a difference whether you from where you say something versus where you don't say something. There's a difference between saying, not saying the bad thing, and then saying the good thing versus saying a bad thing, then saying the good thing. There's a difference. Says the Gemara. No, the Gemara rejects the rejection. Amar le, Rava defended himself. To Rava de Barava. No. Me de area. How can you bring me a case for a raya from the case of Lo'ochlov and Shelo Lo'ochlov to the din of Lishmo v'Shelo Lishmo? Bishlam Ahasam, I understand where you shechted it. Kama delo okale b'shchita. Kolzman, that you didn't uproot the machshava of Lishmo by thinking during the Shechita that you're shechting at Shelo Lishmo, Stamei Vada Lishmokai. When it comes to Shechita, if you don't say anything, Min HaStam, we assume it's Lishma. Because then you designate it as a Karban Pesach, so if you say nothing and you shecht it, you assume you shechted at Lishma for the same Pesach. Ela Hacha, but by the din of for the wrong people eating it, Stamei Lo'ochlov Kai, if you don't say anything, Minastam, you stamming lochlov kai. Who says minastam you're shechting it for people who can't eat it? Dilma mim shechehani v'asiachrinim imni elavei. The halacha is, even if you have 10 people who gathered together, calls man that you didn't shecht it, those 10 people can change their minds, go to a different group. Just because people gather together on one carbon doesn't mean they're tied to that carbon. They could totally decide to go to a different carbon up until the time of the shechita. So there is no min hastam, we assume la'ochlov. When it comes for people eating, there is no min hastam. Disnan, nimnin umoshchen es yedei mimenu. You could join this group and then change your mind and join a different group up until ad sheyishachi. So therefore, there is no stama la'ochlov when it comes to a kambeza, because just because 10 people happen to have gathered together now, they could always change. Up till the time of the Shechita, they could always change. And therefore, you can't bring a proof from that case. You can't bring a proof from that case to the case of Minastam by Shechita. Because if you designate an animal as a Karban Pesach, once it's designated as an animal as a Karban Pesach, Minastam, you have a right to assume it's going to be shechted as a Karban Pesach. But just because 10 people got together on a Karban, you don't assume Minastam it's those people that are going to be. They could always switch. So there is no minastam when it comes to the ochlin. Okay, gentlemen, we are going to stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day. Tomorrow morning, same time. Starting on Friday, gentlemen. Friday, Sunday. Now, Motzei Shabbos is going to be like 2 hours after Shabbos. I'm going to be in Colorado. So starting on Friday, I apologize, but the daf is going to be live on Zoom at 8:30, 8:30 a.m. Friday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Next Friday, we will be back again at the 7:05 time. So everyone should have, but tomorrow morning, we're still at 7:05. Tomorrow morning, still at 7:05. Everyone should have a wonderful day.
Thank you very much, Rabbi.